Yo, it's me, Aiden Clark. I'm with
Suri Spratt, Micaiah Barnett.
We're going to talk about Inola Springtime. So, Suri, you want to give us a rundown about how golf is doing?
Golf is doing pretty good. We've only been to two tournaments so far. We had a little mishap the other day.
Oh, wow.
We didn't know what tee time was, so we got that wrong, but it's okay. We have a lot more tournaments coming up, so we're doing pretty good so far for beginning.
If you guys don't make tee time, do you like, does it like go against your record or something?
No, I think so. The tee time was 8 and we thought it was 9. So they were just going to go ahead and let us play, but there wasn't any carts to take us out there. So Dixon was just like, we'll go home, we'll do a different tournament. So it doesn't affect us much, but it does kind of suck that we missed it.
Well, are you going to replace it with another tournament?
Probably not. Yeah. We have quite a few, so.
Micaiah, you want to tell us how soccer is doing?
Yeah, so we're doing pretty good. We had two tournaments, and we did really good in those. And then we had our first district game against Casha Hall, and that wasn't too good. But Casha was a good team, so
yeah,
we just have to.
Well, what are you guys ranked?
I think we're ranked like 7th in our district right now.
Like 6-7, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So track and baseball. There's no one here that does those, but track has some good athletes, and baseball's been doing good lately. So, you know, you love to hear that. Brett Cornett actually gave Inola the win the other day by dancing around. So, you know.
Did baseball end up winning the tournament?
It's a great question. You know, maybe if there was someone here who knew. But anyways, Suri, I know you went to Stuco District, so you want to run down how that went?
It was pretty good. Chelsea puts on quite a good district.
Mm-hmm.
We did a color run, and that was fun.
Well, it was like more of a color walk for you.
Yeah.
I actually ran the mile. So
what was your time?
Dan, you know, I'll tell you it was like a 3-minute mile, but
that's
100%. No, I did not feel like running. I just got done with two tournaments in a row, so I walked that. And I was also not in running clothing, so.
Well, you know, I know some people who went to that thing and they did it. And, you know, they're still colorful to this day.
Really?
Just because they couldn't get it off, yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. But
yeah.
Micaiah, ACT testing coming up. How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right about it. I hope that I get the score that I want to get so I don't have to retake it again.
Again?
Oh, not
how many
it,
times
like
have you
after.
Taken it?
This would be my first time. I haven't taken it. How many times have you taken it?
Like 2?
Yeah. So hopefully it just goes well for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing it a really weird way this year.
Yeah, we're all in classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? What classes?
Like, so from, was it Swope's room all the way down?
I don't
to the
even
middle
know,
hall?
To be honest.
Hmm. We're all in those.
It's just 5 different
but
groups.
Then for the science and history tests, we're all in the practice gym.
That is weird.
Yeah so.
They're hoping it, like, improves our scores.
Will it be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
okay.
Wednesday is ACT, Thursday is science, then the other days, whatever else.
Oh, okay.
Spring. What else is there in spring?
Are you guys excited for prom?
Yes.
You know, I just can't wait to get on the dance floor, break down some moves.
Oh, yeah. We all know.
Who do you guys think the junior prom king and queen will be?
Juniors?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got this underrated 2 people right here. Blake Shelton and Mallory Burroughs.
Oh,
that's
I agree.
One.
That's a that's a very good
couple.
I was
thinking them or Tyler Yoder and Piper Wright.
Shoot.
Yes, that's also a good couple.
What about
who do you guys think the senior prom king and queen will be?
Well, it can't be the homecoming, right?
Yeah.
King and queen.
You can't win more than one.
Okay, so that was Brock and Sydney. So honestly, seniors. Connor and Kinley.
Yeah, probably. That's what I was going to say.
Well, Kinley's already won. Oh, but yeah, she won wrestling.
That's true.
Let's think of some couples. Let's see. Taylor. Oh, wait. Yeah, Taylor and Ace. Ace is a senior now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the only other couple I can think of.
Yeah, because Eli and Diana got it last year.
Yeah, I can't really think of any couples right now. And
everyone's a cougar nowadays, you know?
Yeah. Aiden, do you have a prom date?
You know, I'm taking MS. We don't got to get into the names, just the initials. MS.
Where is she from? Is she from our school?
Yeah, she's from LC.
Oh,
so.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She plays BB.
You mean B-ball?
BB. Okay. Two syllables. Started.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you going to like, is your fit going to be like?
Oh, my fit's going to be fire.
Fire? It is going
to
be fire?
I went out to Broken Arrow the other day with Joseph, Chance, and Jenner, and I got my tux or whatever. Oh,
what color?
What color is it?
It's going to be black and red.
Hey, my prom dress is red.
Wow. It's almost like we're siblings or something. Maybe. Anyways, I got some red dunks to go with that. I'm going to get me a red. I don't know if I'm going to
tie. Are you wearing a tie or a bow tie?
You know,
not
I
a
wore
bow tie.
A tie last
I'm sorry,
year.
But bow ties are not very
Everyone's
cute.
Saying bow ties are way better.
No, sorry, I
don't agree.
Listen. I disagree.
What? I like ties better.
Ties are so much cuter than bow ties.
I agree.
Well, whenever I'm wearing a tie and I'm busting it down on the floor, it's going to keep hitting me in the face.
No, it's not. Not if you get a little clip to clip it.
Okay, you think I'm going to carry a clip around?
It's you not can that just hard. Already you have just that clip on it onto your
sorry,
shirt.
Let's talk about your prom dress.
I'm struggling with my prom dress a little bit. I'm going in a group.
Oh, so you're going commando or whatever?
What?
Commando. What do they call it whenever you're going with a friend?
Not commando.
Who are you going with?
I'm just going in a group with friends, and it's going to be a fun time.
Like, what group of friends? Can you name them? I'm just
me and Makai and Dior.
Izzy. Who's Izzy coming with?
No one.
It's just a whole group.
She's just coming with, she's just coming with the group. Mm-hmm. But prom planning is not fun, let me tell you.
Let me tell you. You act like you've done this before.
It is not I'm doing it right now. It is not fun.
Well, so. What she's trying to say, anyone who thinks of going to prom this year, you should definitely do it.
Yeah, definitely go to prom.
It'll be fun once we get everything figured out.
Yeah, and make sure to find your dress and find out what you're wearing not 3 weeks before.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, you should probably start doing that by
it's
like
okay, I don't
November.
Even have my dress. It's still getting altered.
Yeah, I can't decide what dress I'm wearing. I have no jewelry, no shoes.
I have nothing. It's okay, Dior doesn't even have a suit or nothing.
Well, Travis doesn't even have tickets yet, so.
Well, hopefully he gets those.
I hope he gets those.
Aiden, did you have tickets for you and your date?
Yeah, I got my tickets. I'm all set.
Did she already sign the paper?
Not yet.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
You only have, like, 2 weeks.
That's still 2 weeks to do it.
Actually.
Anyways, let's talk about some concerts.
Oh, I'm going to the Cross Canadian concert.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Where's that at?
Stillwater. It's going to be fun.
Aren't you selling some tickets for $200?
I sure am.
Why are you selling them?
They're quite expensive because the people that couldn't go.
Who?
I don't know. But they're really, I guess they're good seats and they're quite expensive tickets. So.
Aiden, why don't you buy them?
Yeah. You and MS can go.
I don't even know what Cross Canadian is.
You'll know some of their songs.
Like what? Name some. Just give me a preview. Sing it. Go.
No, it's
Aiden,
okay. I won't
bless
you
guys
with my voice.
So the other day I was at the mall and I get a phone call from Aiden. And the phone call said, "Will you please buy me some cowboy jeans?"
So, see,
what do you have to say about that?
I've actually...
Some cowboy jeans?
I've been listening to a lot of Braxton Keith lately. And so, I actually sang it at Stucco. I'm trying to get the video from Surrey. But
I don't have it. It's the yearbook camera.
Anyways, I can sing it for you guys right now.
Okay, let's hear it.
Braxton Keith is pretty good, I will say.
I actually can't do that because I'm not wearing my jeans. I went to
Any cowboy boots?
I got to go to Boot Warren, too.
Oh, for why are you needing all this stuff?
Well, because if you're going to listen to Braxton Keith, you got to wear the jeans. You got to wear the boots.
Do you have a hat?
I do have a hat. It's in my trunk. In my car. It's been in there for a while. I went to Walmart with Jenner and Joseph.
Oh, Walmart. Perfect.
I got me a belt and two pairs of jeans for $56.
A belt? You got a belt from Walmart?
Yeah.
What kind of belt?
A black belt.
A black one? That doesn't really go with...
Is it a cowboy belt or just a regular...
It's a cowboy belt. And then, you know, I have a belt at home. It's my grandpa's belt. And he has, like, that little thing that goes around it.
A buckle?
The buckle?
The buckle. So I got me a buckle.
Real cowboy. Country, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
Do you rope and stuff?
You know,
do you
I actually used a barrel race back in seventh grade.
With what horse?
Star. That thing was like 70 years old. Just died this year.
Aww.
Yeah.
Were you sad?
No.
Your country days are over?
I didn't have to bury it, so.
Oh, well, I don't think you'd be able to pick it up.
That thing weighed like 300 pounds.
300, more like 3,000.
No. Are you serious? What the heck? 3,000 pounds.
Horses weigh around 1,000 pounds. Yes, they
not
do.
3,000.
No, but you 300, so I just said 3,000. They weigh around 1,000 pounds.
Okay, I have a question. How do we go from spring to horses?
Well, you said that you were
trying
to turn
country. It
says
generally ranges from 900 to 2,200 pounds.
Okay, told
not
you.
3,000 pounds.
Cowboy.
Close enough.
Listen, the horse is
do
the
you have like a polo, like a button up?
A button up. A cinch jacket.
I do. I have the part underneath.
Pearl snap.
I have the part that's over.
You have a vest
I'm
that goes over?
A vest, yeah.
I'm going to have to see a photo of this.
Yeah,
Mr. Aiden Clark.
I think you
Mr.
should
Cowboy
try
Clark.
It all on.
I got it from TikTok.
Oh. It's kind of giving. Let's see.
I bet you've never seen the Clark Productions at prom before.
That is a vest.
That
is a suit.
That's for prom.
Yeah, I was talking about
your
cowboy vest.
Talking about
your
cowboy, yeah.
Oh, no. I thought you guys were talking about prom. Nah.
So do you have everything for prom?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's on the way. It's getting delivered and all that.
Oh, and what if it doesn't get delivered in time?
It will.
You're such ahead of the game.
Tuesday before prom.
Tuesday before prom.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm scared that my stuff isn't going to come in time.
Me too.
But
who do you guys think's going to be like...
Go ahead.
Let's just say...
Take your time.
The most, like,
dressed
getting
up.
It down at prom. Who do you think that person's going to be? Because one year it was Allie Bynum.
Alan Lynch.
You guys remember that? It was Hoko, but...
I think Dana.
Dana
will be getting it down.
Like the sophomore Dana?
Yes. Yeah. You should have saw her at Hoko.
Yep. She was getting it down in the middle of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
She was quite fun to be around during Hoko.
I feel like prom's going to be fun this year.
I hope it's really fun. I hope they play some good
songs. And I hope everyone gets out there and dances and isn't boring.
Yeah. I hope I get good food, honestly. Because can't dance without food.
Real.
Does anyone else have anything about prom?
Aiden, what are you doing after prom? What are your plans?
You know, I'll probably go to Eli's.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's hosting another after prom thing or not. But, you know.
Will MS be with you?
You know, that's a good question.
Is she driving all the way home?
I have AAU that weekend, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Is she driving all the way home after?
She only lives in Claymore.
Oh. Well, Lincoln...
LC. Yeah.
LC is not in Claymore, so...
I know. She drives LC every day.
What are you going to be riding to in prom?
A limo.
You're renting a limo?
Limousine.
Are you renting a limo for the whole group?
No, just me and MS.
Oh,
that's kind of a lot.
How much is it?
I was in Norman this past weekend, and they were having their prom at the University of Oklahoma.
Why are we up there?
And they had a party bus, and it looked really fun. I really wanted to go.
I want to do that for my senior year.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Let's see how much a limo is to rent for just two people.
I feel like
I was being sarcastic.
A limo would be fun. A party bus would be fun. Yeah.
Seniors, if you paid last year and you plan on attending prom, you still need to come see Miss Phillips to let her know you are going.
Thank you for that announcement, Aiden Clark.
I saw the IHS proud.
Now, I think it's about time to send you guys to the ads. Thank you for listening, and here you go.
AirPro Heating and Cooling, serving Inola and surrounding areas since 2017. Barefoot Garage. Barefoot Garage runs an honest and reliable mechanic shop in Inola. Please call 918-202-4252 to schedule an appointment. Broadway Boutique. Open 6 days a week. Shop small. Shop local.
The Porch. Service is in the Fine Arts Building Sundays 8:30 and 10. Also Wednesdays 6:30 at the Roundup Club. Love God. Love people. Performance Physical Therapy. Performance Physical Therapy specializes in hands-on physical therapy tailored to athletes and active individuals. Their expert team combines personalized care with advanced sports rehab techniques to get you back in the game faster. Whether you are recovering from an injury or just enhancing your performance, they are here to help you move better, stronger, faster, and pain-free. Inola Funeral Home, your hometown funeral service.
Sportsman Meat Bulk, quality over quantity. Bank first, loyal to Oklahoma, loyal to you. J&J Custom Homes, J&J Custom Homes, built custom homes, shops, and garages. Tommy Dyer, real estate. 47 years of service. Call 918-543-8822.